From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Seth Bodine. Former Governor Eric Greitens has been subpoenaed in a case involving violations of Missouri's open records law, the Columbia Missourian reports. Missouri's 19th Circuit Court in Nicoll County issued the subpoena yesterday on behalf of former Assistant Attorney General Elad Gross. It was ordered following the investigation into dark money allegations against the nonprofit A New Missouri. Gross filed a Sunshine Law request with Governor Mike Parson's office last August for nearly 13,000 documents between former Governor Greitens and 27 groups identified in the dark money investigation. The governor's office refused to comply. Gross filed a lawsuit shortly after the records request was denied. The Columbia Police Department is working to become accredited by the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. The police department held the second police policy public review and input meeting to discuss policy changes required for accreditation. Police Chief Jeff Jones says the accreditation will help the police department improve its policies.
CLIA accreditation gives us a standard to go by so that we are meeting best practices. It helps streamline operations and make sure that there aren't gaps. And until we go through that process and learn where the gaps are, we sometimes overlook those.
Police Department spokesperson Jeffrey Pitts says the next step will be a review from the commission to determine whether Columbia Police meets its standards. A 25-year-old political consultant and former state legislative aide has pleaded guilty to engaging in activities related to child pornography. In exchange for Carton Clinton's Ballman's plea yesterday, a count of selling or buying children was dropped. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Ballman of Jefferson City was arrested April 17th at the Missouri State Capitol as part of a child predator sting by Boone County Cyber Crimes Task Force. Columbia residents working on the 3rd Avenue Restoration Project are hoping their efforts will lead to more alley improvements in the city. The 3rd Avenue Alley is a small pathway between Garth and Grad Avenues in central Columbia. The alley currently has a lot of overgrowth, weeds, and tree branches. Project plans to pave the entire alley in order to allow access to rear side garages, even open up more housing options. At an open house hosted by Columbia Public Works last night, city planners met with the Ridgeway Neighborhood Association to plan the restoration project. Eric Williams is the president of the association. He says he's hoping this is just the first of many alley projects in central Columbia.
It provides a benefit to Columbia. In this area, especially the Ridgeway neighborhood, there's multiple alleys that will need to be paved. This is the beginning.
The project will cost $150,000 and will be funded by the transportation sales tax and the 2015 capital improvement sales tax. The project's construction is planned for the summer. I'm Seth Bodine, KBIA News, Columbia.